Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1,
you got it! It's time for episode 691 of Who Charted, the show where comedians discuss the top five songs and movies of the week. Congratulations, you're right in the middle of Checkpoint Coachella on your way to summer 2024. I'm your host, H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Chart Linklater, Howard Kramer. And with me, as always, is Starred, a.k.a. Brett Peter Morris, Brett's Per Minute. What's up, BPM? Boom.
Checkpoint Coachella. How's it going for you? You got enough water? You're hitting all the tents?
I'm hitting all the tents. I'm going around. I'm seeing Cheek. I'm calling it Cochica or Cheekcella. There was so much ass being thrown back this week. It was unbelievable. Between Ice Spice and some of the others. I think it outdid the... Was Megan Thee Stallion last year? I think there was more ass this year.
I don't know. I didn't see a lot of ass shots. But I did. I have heard a slang term recently. Scattered ass. Have you heard of this?
No, scattered ass?
Yeah.
What's that?
I think it just means like what you're saying, just like lots of it all around.
Oh, it's vicinity. Just everywhere. Okay, yeah. Scattered ass.
Scattered like ass.
That could be a new song for the next album.
Yeah.
But yeah, I saw a bunch of it. I guess we'll get into it during the program, correct?
Yes, absolutely. If not, then Two Charted.
Two Charted, yeah. We have a special situation on our hands right now. As you know or might have heard, there's a new album coming out, The Dragon and the Monster. Wow. And this one I did with our guest, who you're going to meet very shortly. But the thing is that we did this album over the internet, as is only possible in this Who Charted era. And so where Starred and I were in the studio together, hashing it out. He's making me redo stuff. Then we, you know what I mean? We take a walk.
We go. You always cast it in the most negative possible frame.
Well, I just mean that there's someone pushing me, which is not usually the case in any part of my life. Even stand up, it's like the crowd pushes you to and the situation pushes you, but it's not like you have an extra person there. But no, I mean, only in the best way. Even when I listen back, I'm like, I don't know how that happened because it wasn't me, like a lot of it. So, but in this one, a very different situation where our guest does not live in town. So this was done over the internet. We've never seen each other. We've never spoken to each other. And so I thought it'd be fun like this. This is almost like, do you remember The Dating Game?
Yes. Yeah, exactly.
This is almost like the opposite. It's like you already did something with somebody. Did, and now you're going to find out and see what
you've already like bought a house together.
Yeah. We're already in.
Wings. It's a duplex.
We've already made a baby. Now we're going to meet. And yeah. All right. Good job. Nice.
I wonder if that's ever happened somehow.
Feels I think like, it has to have with, people with artificial insemination and all that. But it's exciting. The album's The Dragon and the Monster. We did it. Congratulations. We'll talk about it when he comes in. So, I don't know. I have no predictions to make. I guess my guess is brown hair. Okay. I feel like I've seen.
Do you have any questions for me? Because I have met him right before we set up.
Well, I'm not. I don't want any like hints, you know, because I'm about to get the Christmas present. You know, I don't need any real hints because I don't have to wait. But I will say, I know Chicago, so
okay.
You know, he won't have a New York-y accent, probably. He won't have a Southern accent. Brown hair. Creative.
You're pretty sure of that.
Okay. Well, should we do it? Should we do the big reveal?
All right, I'll start the music.
All right. Here comes our guest. He's rapper, producer, podcaster from the Mostly Speaking Sente podcast and the new album The Dragon and the Monster. It's James McCollum, aka Marsh Land Monster. Here we go.
Hello.
Hey. Well, my eyes are bad and you're sitting far back from camera, so I still don't know much.
Hello. I'm zooming there you in
go. Oh wow.
Hey, far back. I zoomed out. I wanted you to see my Jaws shirt.
Oh, right on. How about that? Hey, Jaws is better.
Wow.
Nice. Hey, welcome to the show. I will say you don't look in any way super different than I would have expected. You don't have a mohawk. I don't see any face piercings or anything.
No, thank you.
Right on. Yeah, you look normal.
What a reveal.
I didn't know what to expect.
The first time you played my music, you were like, wait, what's up with this angry person that he's been so cordial lately. And then, do I look like an angry person or do I look like a smutty person?
Regular. Yeah. Regular. A little of both. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Well, welcome in. This is exciting. We do have a new album together. Is that the room you made it in right there?
Yeah. It's just this.
All right. I see some sound treatment on the wall behind you.
What is it? What was the key? The sound treatment?
What was the key to the production quality?
Yeah.
I think it was Howard Kramer.
Right on. Thank you for that. This is exciting.
Before you, I don't think I had ever written in a major scale.
Wow, what scale did you use?
Just minor. I'm a sad boy usually.
Wow.
Sad and angry.
Well, I hope it wasn't too big of an adjustment.
It's a wild handcuff to have on as like a producer or a musician. But I appreciate it because sometimes the limitations bring out the best stuff. Yeah.
That's like the White Stripes.
No minor chords is hilarious.
Yeah.
Because even in a major key, you have some minor chords. But if it feels too minor, some of it's about putting the vegetables or putting the pill in like a big thing of peanut butter or something. You got to sneak past. If there's a slight minor note, sometimes you just got to don't ask, don't tell.
You see, these are the exact type of conversations that were never had in the making of this brand new album.
Yeah.
It's just you get to track, slap it together. Yeah. But
the only thing that was said was, hey, Howard, could you not hold the microphone in your hand when you record?
Oh, yeah, That was a small concession I had to make, but we got it done.
you can't get through all of life without being told what to do at least once.
Yeah, no, I liked it. Yeah, yeah, I liked it. I imposed the major scale, and then you guys impose your other rules.
Yeah.
But welcome in. It's exciting to have you. Not only are you rapper, producer, and have your own podcast, but you are quite in the loop on this podcast as well as you've been involved for a long time.
Yeah, I've been listening for almost a decade.
Right on.
Amazing.
Thank you for that. Did we look like what you thought?
Yeah, I've seen you both before. Also, Howard, we've met before.
At
Shuba's and Lincoln Hall.
Oh, right.
Shuba's.
Chicago.
The person who talked your ear off about the Aromance album.
Oh, no wonder. I blocked that out. It's all about Chip. Bad Wiring was hopefully your favorite song, that one he did with Dragon Boy Swit.
Yeah, fantastic one.
All right, so this whole reveal thing is kind of a bust, I guess. I've seen you before, and we can do this again on the next episode that you're on. We'll just tell me I've never met you. I'll believe it. All right, well, as we get on with this, we'll tell you more about the album and everything else. And right now, I guess I will wrap the history of recorded music. Feel free to jump in with any sound design or anything else you want.
Wow. Actually, Howard, you can take this week off. You don't need a wrap this week. Yeah, I will be doing it.
So,
hit it, Brett.
Yeah, James sent me this. This is the first to my ears as well. Let's just, all you have to do is sit back and listen.
Oh, right on. All right. Smoker Jay over here.
Here we go.
Is this a music party or a music charty? Yeah. Back in the day, we played LPs, 8-tracks, cassettes, and CDs. Now we download and we stream. All the chart discs, let me hear you scream.
Nice. Scratch.
Wow.
Yeah, there you I like go. That. Nicely done. Is that a bonus track on the album?
No, that's made special for this episode.
Right on. Really, really good job. We could use that, you know, when I have laryngitis and stuff like that.
Well, you guys have that version that's like the tunes back in the day. We played LP.
That's right. Yeah.
That's a good one. Cool.
I like that one, too. I forgot about that version. Wonder how many music chart versions we've had. Four?
Yeah, I think four.
Four or five.
It feels right.
Yeah, right on. Classic.
It's the it's music good
to
chart.
It was nice to hear it with like some different layers and like there's some craft to it. Often our chart themes have exactly one layer or two.
Oh, now we're coming down on my limitations.
We're not coming down on it. That's on me too, because you know, I'll put them together. I believe in like a quick cook for a chart theme.
I agree. Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, I spent some time on that. Probably too much time on it.
No, it's good to hear.
No, that's working for you. Yeah. That's good. Yeah.
Sounded great. Okay, so we got an iHeart chart this week. And I was looking at the iHeart charts and I saw this category called AAA.
Whoa, and what's that?
And it's kind
about?
Of interesting.
Triple These are songs Libre. That tow truck drivers play?
Yeah. Triple A, or Adult Alternative Airplay. It's a Billboard chart that ranks the most popular songs on adult album alternative radio stations.
Wow. It almost sounds like stocks and bonds, you know, with the AAA rating and all that. It sounds so buttoned up.
Corporate. Blue chip. These are blue chip charts.
Blue chip tunes.
All right. So let's see. What this crowd's listening to. This is coming in at number five.
Number five.
Kings of Leon with Mustang.
Everywhere I turn. Is that the smell of fall or the city burn? There's a Mustang in the city and it's calling.
This is the type of sad boy stuff that I would sample.
Mm.
Grabbed that little weird noise under there.
Yeah.
I like it. I like those guys. I don't expect much from them. They usually, you know, they bring.
It seems like they're trying to do a little bit of that bloke rock thing.
Oh, yeah.
Like yeah, weird.
He's got
noise,
a little of the lazy voice and he's talk singing over the verse.
Mm.
I have never
he's
knowingly.
He's wet legging it.
I have never knowingly heard a Kings of Leon song.
Sex is on fire?
Yeah, Sex is on fire, that one. Surely you've heard that one.
Yeah,
I've heard it, but
here.
I didn't know it was them.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
there's a lot of music that I just don't know because I was such like a hardcore rap kid that I missed out on a lot. That Connor Oberst from Bright Eyes, that's pretty much all I listened to.
Wow. Just people with life problems telling you all about it.
Yeah.
All right. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Cage the Elephant with Neon Pill. It takes one to know. Catchy.
It's catchy.
There's a wrestler named Cage the Machine. I'd rather him be on this track.
Have him jump in there. Those guys have a lot of stuff that sounds like that. I like their other few songs that mix it up a little bit.
I feel like it's interesting to me that these bands, Kings of Leon and Cage the Elephant, they feel like bands from 10 or so years ago.
Yeah.
That are now, I guess, included as like in adult music.
Yeah,
it's like whatever it's called, adult contemporary.
Yeah, they're like VH1 bands now.
Yeah. But it's funny because I'm realizing like Cage the Elephant is exactly the kind of band name that I sort of I tuned out for a few years.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like it's in the same way that like super early 2000s had a lot of band names with numbers in them. Like Blink 182 and Sum 41 and something set. Like they always had numbers. And then like a few years later, they all had sort of animals in their name. It'd be like Grizzly Bear, Cage the Elephant,
Panda Bear,
animals
glass animal.
As leaders or whatever. Like, I don't know. There's just a certain style
Bear
to
gorillas.
The name.
Yeah, gorillas.
Oh, yeah.
Bear gorillas.
All right, coming in at number three.
Number three.
Black Pumas, speaking of animals, with Ice Cream Payphone.
Oh, now that's sampleable.
Black Pumas.
Sounds like Alabama Shakes.
Yeah. It's got that vibe for sure.
This is, if I played this at the comic book store I work at, my coworkers would not even ask me to turn it off. They would just go over and change the song.
Uh-oh, you alienate the rest of the crew. What, do you want to shout out the comic book store?
Yeah, Chicago Comics off from Belmont and Clark. Come see me.
Right on. And how do you differentiate from other stores in the area?
What's your business plan?
Our business plan. we're just trying to get this stuff out of the basement and up top so you guys can buy it. That's what differentiates
us. You got any
us.
Special, like a big Spider-Man or something? You got any,
We do have a bunch of very expensive comics all on our back wall. I think we might sell more hentai than most other stores. So kind of. And a lot of Playboy. So much Playboy back in the day.
Okay. A comic I know just did a hentai festival out here last week.
Really? What does that mean?
They get those fake tattoos, right?
No, that's henna.
Okay. What's hentai?
Hentai's cartoon pornography.
Hentai is like
Japan.
Japanese anime porn.
Oh.
Yeah, we're just slanging. We're slanging tattoos. This
my buddy just
store.
Did a hentai festival.
He was telling him about us. We were making fun of him.
Oh my god!
I thought we were making fun of him for a whole different reason.
Yeah, I mean, you got that part right. You should be making fun of him for that.
Yeah,
that's so funny.
I hope he was making fun of them. I don't know. I don't think he's one of them. I think he was just brought in.
Oh sure.
Not hentai,
that's
can
a
be
great
cool.
Gig.
So are you guys known as the hentai spot?
Yeah, you wanna? If we're not, now we are. Get your hentai at Chicago Comics, established in 19 something something.
I did an album with the guy from the hentai shop.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, there was someone on Reddit, which most people who bring up the Earwolf Reddit will be like, it sucks. Earwolf Reddit has always been great to me. But someone said, dang it, I deleted that. I had a screenshot of it. Someone said, hey, DBS has always been pretty, you know, crude, but wowzers, does Marshland Monster bring it out of him.
Nice. Okay.
Oh, extra raunch.
Which
extra
was just
raunch.
On... It was just on Indica Inch. I don't think that one's too raunchy.
Is that one of the songs we did? Just kidding.
Yeah.
I don't know. I plead the fifth. To me, it just happens. It's like, like an animal, marking a tree or something like that. I just do it and move on. I don't remember a lot about it.
Right. Lift your leg and a track comes out.
Yeah.
You tell us not to include minor chords. I want to hear you do like a legitimate hardcore rap song. It doesn't need to be about, emotions and whatnot. Just like hardcore Sean Price style rap music.
Like where I talk about killing people?
That, maybe. Or, just being a better, like, kind of like horse wang, because I think that is your, like, best. If you were to be like, hey, what kind of rapper technically is Howard Kramer? I'd say, oh, listen to horse wang. It's one of his best. And
oh, thank you.
But no sex. Maybe a little sex peppered in because, hardcore rappers still do that. I want to hear that from Dragon Boy Suede.
Right on. Well, we'll start a Patreon level. And if we can kickstart enough money, I'll do it. But, writing them's one thing. Remembering them's another. It's a lot going on when they decided to expand the lyrics out from, rock and roll. You just don't have to remember that much. It's hard with rap.
Yeah,
that's why
a lot of text.
There are sometimes every line is a punch-in for me because I'm like, I it's right in front of me, but I've rehearsed it hours, but I still don't remember this because it's so technical.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we stun ourselves with the quality of our work and the detail of it.
Yeah, and I have asthma, so yeah.
That's right. Shit, that can't help.
David Lee Roth punched in pretty much every line, or so I've heard.
He did?
In the studio, which is funny because the music, as we've covered, is so live. It's
the
so
music
live to
takes
tape.
Like
the whole band
3 minutes.
Just nails it in one take, and then you got DLR punching in every verse.
Right.
All right.
Well, shout out to you guys, the producers who make that possible.
Nice.
Thank you.
All right. Coming in number two.
Number two.
Maggie Rogers, Don't Forget Me.
Now this is something I'd get stoned to and start crying. This is good.
My friend Sally's getting married to me. That sounds so scary. I'm still trying to clean up my side of the street.
She kind of country? Americana?
I think so, yeah, Americana. If it's somber, then you know it's quality.
Yeah. There it is.
Those songs sap the strength of our great nation.
No, man, this gives me strength.
How does that give you?
That one I'm skipping.
Yeah. No, this is the stuff at the comic book store that my boss will be like, hey, so every single shift this week, you keep playing this song. You got to change it up.
Wow, so you can't win over there. Everything you're putting on, they're complaining about.
Yeah, pretty much. Once I played some Judas Priest because some kids came in and heard like the Smiths, and they're like, sounds like this guy listens to the Smith. And it's like, no, that's a person in the back. I'm going to play some Judas Priest. And then dude came up, my coworker, thinking it was like a knockoff Judas Priest and changed it. I was like, no, man, what are you doing? That's Judas Priest. And he's like, oh, I thought it was like some, I don't know, like Guns N' Roses, whoever the fuck that dude is. And I was like, no.
Damn, dude, you're having problems with everything you program over there.
Yeah, so now I'll just play the Final Fantasy VIII soundtrack over and over again. That usually, they're like, okay, we'll leave this up.
They can handle that. That's in their realm.
The politics of the comic book shop. Coming in at number one.
Yeah, man. Newsday were such a number one.
I'm sorry. Mumford and Sons and Pharrell with Good People.
We should have guessed if this will be happy or not.
And I'm done being tired, so right now I'm inspired. Welcome to the revelation. I was once underwater and now I'm on fire.
Is this the Beyonce album?
Yeah, it sounds like it should be a Beyonce song. Something is stirring now, and I'm not worried. You better get ready to see now. Good people been down for so long, and now it's like the sun is rising. I feel like that chanting, marching beat should have opened up at that point. Like, I can't take a whole song of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's fatigue, too.
That's fatigue.
Sapping the nation. That's why we need more music that just has the positive, stays away from the negative triggering notes that make people sad. My body will reject those scales you guys are playing with. It's not even a mental rule. My body will reject
my body. Yeah. Before it even gets to your brain, it's like your spinal column rejects it.
Yeah. We need more songs like Critters, parenthetical, Pay for Loads.
There you go. Yes, yeah, that's one of the new ones. Critters, Pay for Loads.
That's what the nation has been asking for.
Yeah. It's a wild, wild day when you wake up and Critters are paying for loads. Check it out. I think the album Taken in Succession, if you were to listen to it, you probably can't stand up to the mental assault. I think you'll go with us after a few songs.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
The Critters Pay for Loads verse, initially I was going to do the movie Critters, like the Krites, they are paying for loads now. But I was like, no, that's too nerdy. I can't go
that takes
route.
It into a pre-existing universe.
That's a comedy nerd move.
Yeah, so now it's my cats pawing at like the door trying to get my cum rags.
And how many cats you got?
Two.
They fight over that rack?
No, if they see like the just a trash full of them, they stay away, I think.
What do we got at number one?
That was number one.
that was number one.
All right. Well, that was the music chart. And it's exciting to have you here. We'll be right back with the movies.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
My name is H. Michael Cray, a.k.a. Dragon Boy Suede, and I'm here with Marshland Monster, a.k.a. James.
Hello.
And
Brett Morris, a.k.a. BPM Starred.
And this is the movie chart.
New version. Marshland version.
Oh, we got another one?
Yeah.
Ooh, nice.
Oh.
Movies, they're just like tweets. They release them constantly. Most of them we don't need to see. But when you get a good one, ooh-wee, movies.
That was damn ooh. Good.
Faithful.
Yeah, I like
that. That one was a faithful one.
I like the noise. The variation on the noise you got in there was good.
Thank you.
Yeah. It was like a reboot.
And it didn't go minor. If people are listening at home, it did not go minor. That's why you liked it.
No, that's like a... I wonder what you'd even call that one. It's like a neutral.
Chromatic.
Okay. Yeah, it's basically like an octave. It's like one note.
Uh-huh.
Okay, movie chart. These are the top five at the box office. And let's get into it. Coming in at number five.
Number of five.
This is Dune Part 2.
What we do for the benefit of all.
Well, I'd very much like to be equal to you.
Maybe I'll show you the way.
Deal with this prophet.
Send assassins.
Fade Rotha. He's psychotic.
I see possible futures all at once.
Still haven't seen it. Kicking myself.
I have no interest.
No interest. The comic book store guy.
How's that?
I like shitty movies.
Okay. One of those guys. This isn't How Did This Get Made?
No. things like Cyborg, Trancers, those are my kind of sci-fi stuff.
Are those recent things?
No, those are from the 80s and 90s.
Those are like VHS movies?
Right. Yeah, pretty much.
But like my question for, because, there's a lot of people who, their passion is like shitty movies. Can you see it? Is it possible to be that kind of person in real time? Like, can you see a movie this year that you can spot and be like, this is one of those ironically shitty movies?
Good question.
Do you need hindsight a little bit?
You guys have talked about it. I haven't seen it yet. I like trashy movies. We'll say that. Kind of like Betsy Sidaro and Mano Agapian. They have a podcast called We Love Trash. And it's just like celebrating trashy things. And so things like Troll 2. Perfect. But this year, you guys have talked about it. I haven't seen it yet. We were going to sneak into the
Roadhouse?
IMAX. Madam Web? Not Roadhouse. Madam Web.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one it's safe to say. It's trash.
And then I saw a commercial for something today that was like, oh, Nicole, we got to see this. But I forgot. It might have been like an Amazon movie. I don't remember what it was, though. But yeah, there's still like good trash coming out these days. Tubi has a lot of it. Any like original Tubi feature is fantastic.
What kind of stuff do they have?
Can't get enough.
They do a lot of like what Lifetime would do, but also The Asylum, who put out Sharknado, they have a deal with Tubi to pretty much just go direct to them. Like the Shark Side of the Moon, that was pretty good. And there was an actress
want like after all the trash, you don't ever just want like a little salad every once in a while to just
I think cleanse. Lisa Frankenstein movie. Was good. Yeah. I would consider that high quality.
Okay.
But most of the time, like dramas and stuff, there was, I constantly want to rewatch The Godfather, but it's like 3 hours plus. So I'm like, you want to know what? Today's the day. But then I just end up watching Blast from the Past starring Brendan Fraser.
Oh, I don't even remember that one.
I think it was from like 98. It was pretty good.
Cool. Peak Frasier.
Also, I have a quick thing. Howard, yeah. You love DVDs, don't you?
Sure.
Well, I have my top five most expensive DVDs in my collection, and I want to count those down with the charts.
All right. Well, okay. What are we on now? Four?
Five.
We're on four. Get your five in.
Okay. Number five coming in is Sam & Max Freelance Police Complete Series put out a while ago. This is $85. So that's where we're starting.
What do you mean? Okay. So that's number five. Wow.
Yeah, this is number five. I
grew up with the PC game, the video game Sam & Max. I always liked that.
Sam & Max Hit the Road.
Whoa, I thought you were saying.
In the box. Yeah. I'm getting excited for that one. That's cool.
I thought you were saying Salmon Max, like the fish salmon.
Salmon Max. That sounds like
salmon
a supplement.
Hey, listen, I got a couple questions before we move on.
What's that?
What did you pay for that?
I got this as a gift. All these I paid either retail price or under. Some of them when Nicole worked at a used record.
All right,
and DVD
what's number
store.
Four?
Number four.
No, I just want to know on that one.
Amazing.
Oh, no, that was a gift. So probably, I don't know, $24 is what it was retail.
Right on. Well, all congrats on that. That is a proud member of any collection.
Sam & Max in the box is cool. The PC game.
I also have the full collection of the comics. Also, for some reason, pricey.
Right on. Coming in at number four.
Number four.
Kung Fu Panda 4.
It is time to take the next step on your journey.
I'm not going to be the dragon warrior anymore.
You will advance to spiritual leader of the Valley of Peace.
Inner peace. Inner peace.
Keep your surf off my turf!
Dinner, please. Dinner with peas in a sesame soy glaze.
This is not working at all.
I love that this is our idea of China. And then you go on TikTok and you see the kids training on the military equipment. Have you seen that?
Oh, right.
It's like we're watching this getting lulled into the idea that it's just pandas and stuff over there. And they're getting ready for invasion.
Lance Orr, the person who made the cover, drew the cover for The Dragon and the Monster. I was talking to him and he was like, oh, yeah, just saw Kung Fu Panda 4. I was like, oh, what'd you think? And he just flat out said, it's a fucking masterpiece.
Oh, sweet.
And I was are you being serious? And he was like, no, I'm serious. It's a masterpiece.
Whoa. Well, this guy is credible because he's the one who did our cover.
Yes.
And thank you so much for doing that.
Would you like to find out my next collection?
Here we go. Coming in at number four.
All right. This is the Powerpuff Girls, the complete series. I got this. Does it still have the price tag on it? It does not. I got this with like a coupon gift card. So maybe I spent $20 on it. It now will fetch you $100.
Whoa. Quite a nifty profit. Powerpuff Girls, never saw it. I love the Spice Girls. Then that came out. I was like, it's not a group. I don't want to hear it.
They had some songs, though. There's a Beatles episode.
Okay. That's the bridge between Spice Girls and K-pop, I believe.
Powerpuff Girls, yeah.
I know nothing.
All right. Congrats on that. Coming in at number three.
Coming in at number three, Ghostbusters. Frozen Empire.
We're gonna need all the help we can get.
Let's get to work.
It's all dark and horny at 12 o'clock.
Did you guys know Bill Murray's son is a assistant basketball coach?
I had no idea.
He's like in one of those.
For what team?
I think Villanova, like one of those teams that was just like just in the tournament. Like Bill Murray's son is one of the coaches. Wild stuff. Maybe they'll do a Hoosiers.
Bill Murray knows it.
Luke Murray.
That's him.
Oh, yeah.
He probably saw UConn his dad Huskies. On Space Jam.
UConn Huskies. Interesting stuff. I like when the son goes in a completely different direction than the dad, and like it still works out. Like, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. Is your dad like a blacksmith or something like that?
He's an engineer. Yeah. So like, he does CAD stuff. So kind of architectural stuff.
And you're doing dirty songs. Yeah, it's a little bit of a divergence.
Yeah, dirty songs and then songs about wanting to kill myself. Those two.
I like that. We'll just stick with the dirty stuff.
Yeah.
I want to do a collab on that other stuff.
Yeah.
No, there's actually like some solo sprinkled project. In here.
I want to do an album about killing myself, but it has to have all major chords.
Yeah. Hey, not a bad idea.
Well, some people do that.
Might as well do that. All right, coming in at number two.
Oh, we got to do his DVD.
Oh, yeah. Sorry about that.
These have gone up in price because they're no longer streaming anywhere. So, guys, yeah, if you got a collection, you might want to sell. Because this movie sucks. It's my least favorite Godzilla movie out of, like, the 30 or so from that Toho put out. This is Return of Godzilla, the Kraken Blu-ray release, $110.
Wow. Why is it so much?
It's just nowhere, and other people like it. I don't know why. It's just boring, and I think that's the worst thing a Godzilla movie can do.
Interesting.
Wow, for a boring movie that they made 30 different versions, that is quite a high price.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Coming in at number two.
Number two.
The Speak of the Devil, Godzilla and Kong.
For centuries.
I haven't seen this one yet. Nicole doesn't want to really, so that's usually who I go to the movies with, so I'll have to wait till it's on streaming. But I'm excited to see it.
Man, you got a tough life. You got the people at the comic book store, they don't like the music.
Yeah.
Nicole.
Harsh in the movie picks.
Yeah. No wonder you needed to do an album about your dark urges.
Oh, yeah. That's been since teenage years. You also, Howard, you have asked every single rapper who comes on this show one question, but you haven't asked me that.
Hmm.
Who booked you?
No. You usually ask, have you ever done horrorcore?
Oh, okay. Who? What rappers have we had on the show?
Yeah, I don't remember.
You've
had
like Kitty. You've had.
Oh, very true. Very true.
Nova Rockefeller.
Oh, very true. Okay.
I think you've even asked Chill Trill Bill.
Okay. Let me ask you this.
We had Open Mike Eagle.
Marshline. Oh, yeah. Open Mike Eagle. Johnny Pemberton raps a little bit. But our guest today is you, Marshline. And I was wondering, do you. Have you ever done any horrorcore?
I sure have. That's where I got my start. I was a juggalo as a teenager.
Oh, boy. Okay, now things are coming together.
You know what? I didn't want to say that, but I got I had a sense.
Of course.
Okay, so you...
Being a juggalo should be like being a cop. Like, you have to tell the truth if somebody asks you.
Right. Yeah, you can't wear some weird tattoo under your sleeve. Like, you got to show it.
Yeah.
I technically, you do. They're juggalos are a federally recognized gang now.
Oh, wow.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's funny.
And what would you say? You enjoyed the familial, the family aspects of it?
Yeah, it gave me a sense of purpose as a teenager. Then I was like, oh, this is kind of corny. So then I went on to harder horrorcore stuff.
Do you ever try to play ICP at the comic book store?
It's too dirty, but afterwards, that is one of my boss from Ohio. So they're like, yeah, I'm fine with this.
And what about Nicole? Is she from ICP too, or she's post-ICP?
Nicole fucking hates ICP. I will play some of it. There's one song of theirs that I cry every time listening to it. And she tolerates that one because I think she's like, it would be insensitive.
Is it the Magnets one?
No. That's when they started going downhill.
Downhill.
Yeah.
That was the first one I liked.
It's called Thy Unveiling, but it's like what they were leading up to with the six Joker's cards. And it ends with them saying, like, it's always been God. And then everyone's like, oh, what? It's been God? I thought you guys were going to kill yourselves on stage. And it's like, if you guys did not know what they've been talking about this entire time was God, you have not been listening to the words they've been saying. Wow.
That's like it sounds like original QAnon type stuff with all that.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah,
not as it really damaging though.
Is that where Taylor Swift got all the clue ideas and all that?
Ooh, could be.
God is a juggalo, man. That's gonna keep me up. I might have to reconsider the God thing. Have you ever been to the gathering?
I have not. It's one of those things. I have no. I mean,
you
interest.
Gotta go. It's your fam. It's your family.
No, I don't like any sort of thing that is not my skin on my skin. So just the dirt on my skin, grease, Faygo on my skin.
Okay. You've got limitations like me.
Mm-hmm.
A bedroom juggalo.
Yeah, I eat all my meals with a fork, knife, and spoon because I don't want to touch food.
Wild. That's wild. See, I don't like minor notes, but I can touch food with my hands.
I've just realized, Howard, what is your mic being held on?
Oh, this is my coffee maker.
Okay.
If you know from the other show, it's 1/7-11.
Uh-huh.
1/7-11.
1/7-11.
Do you listen to Grift Horse?
I have a couple times. I really I don't have much time to listen to podcasts.
Yeah,
to be honest.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah,
he's too busy making them. He's making them for everybody else.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm in the eye of the tornado.
Yeah,
you would just learn so many facts about Howard.
Oh, I know.
Oh yeah, he knows a bunch.
I think
he knows enough.
I know a lot. But I do sometimes I miss some of those facts on this show. I wouldn't mind double dipping in some of those Howard facts. The Chartists deserve some.
I'll give you the RSS link to Grift Horses or to Kiss My Grifts.
Yeah, there's probably a whole Discord discussing them over there, at least in my mind.
We're very nice to you, Howard, on the Discord.
Oh, thank you. God bless you all. I love you. You make life possible. Oh, did you show us? You showed us your second DVD. Are we past that?
Oh yeah, let's go for the second number two.
Okay, so these I would if I had them as like separate ones, it would have just been like the top three pretty much. So this is Most Extreme Elimination Challenge, the complete series. And can get you $160. But I bought all of these.
Is that animated?
No, it's like a redubbing of Takashi's Castle, the Japanese game show. It was on Spike.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I loved Most Extreme. Yeah, that was a great show. The Japanese version. It's awesome. That's where they're like running across the like swamp and they fall in. Yeah. Yeah, those are fun.
How much is that one going for?
$160, but I got those all heavily discounted from when Nicole worked at a record store.
Oh, nice. Hookups. Let me ask you something. Was that sealed, the one you just showed me?
No, they're like in a sleeve thing.
Because I noticed that they put the sticker right on top of the sleeve, which was a lot of these Schmendricks do that, where they ruin, just in 1 second, they ruin it by slapping a sticker on that you can never get off.
Oh, yeah.
Those stickers are easier to get off than normal stickers, so if I wanted to take them off, it wouldn't be too hard just with a little bit of precision. But, yeah, I think Nicole was always upset by just slapping a sticker on those.
But I'm saying, like, because we're talking monetary value in this segment, that thing without the sticker is worth way more.
Oh, no, we'd peel the sticker off and then it'd be 160.
Maybe it was that Schmendrick Danzig.
Maybe that Schmendrick Danzig just peeled it off.
Which if he made Critters pay for loads, it would be about the movie Critters.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He'd write it right about the thing. But
all right. Shall we go to number one?
Here we go. Number one.
This is Civil War, which I just saw in the theaters.
America. critics are raving about, the movie event of the year.
It is American, 100%. That's what I'm talking about.
Cool.
Going to DC.
Are you serious? The United States are vaporized. They can business.
Is this as good as they're saying it is?
I thought it was really good. It's not a feel-good movie. You're not going to walk out the theaters like feeling great. You know,
will this country? Will this spur the country to break apart? Will this help break it apart?
I think it's supposed to help keep it together. I mean, okay. To me, it paints the picture of like, hey, let's not cross this bridge.
Okay.
Because it's just so such a nightmare. But they do a good job with it because it's not really dragging you through the politics like of it all. You know, it's not like right. We kind of already know that story, how this might happen. That would be okay. Too much to stomach. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's
this
just
is
sort
just
of ignoring
the battle on the ground.
It's sort of ignoring what the political divide is in this world. You just know that we're in the thick of a civil war. And so it's almost like, it's a little bit like that movie, Nightcrawler with Jake Gyllenhaal with the journalist. It's like the journal, yeah. It follows these journalists and the photographers going through it.
Oh, I see.
It's crazy. It's crazy. Like segment, no spoilers. It's just very like, whoa, thrilling. I didn't know they were going to go there.
What was better, this Civil War or Captain America Civil War?
This one. This feels more real.
This or Guns N' Roses Civil War?
Oh, Guns N' Roses Civil War.
Okay.
Ken Burns Civil War. It goes Guns N' Roses, Ken Burns, then this, I think.
I think there's a country duo called Civil War, too.
Really?
Some kind of singer duo called Civil Wars or something. But listen, I saw Invasion USA with Chuck Norris. I know what can happen. I saw Southern Comfort. I saw a lot of these Red Dawn with Eric Stoltz. When the battle takes place on our soil, it's harrowing to watch.
Yeah. Yeah. This one really feels like real as it's taking you through the country. Messed up.
Marshland, would you see this if there was more of a fantasy element? If there was a giant or...
No, I would just want it to have like poor acting in it.
Okay, yeah. Stilted, bad dialogue, bad effects.
I'd want it to be like Cyborg 2 Glass Shadow, where there's like some sort of a civil war going on between capitalists and everyone else.
Right. Good versus evil, basically. It's Star Wars.
It's The Purge.
It's The Purge.
Yeah, I like The Purge.
It's Ollie with the North of Richmond.
Yeah.
It's a vague class battle without any solutions.
He hasn't done anything in the last like year.
I know, he put out a follow-up song.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think it's like, it's not Funky Cold Medina. It's not going to back up the first one.
Was that North versus South in Civil War?
Which, this movie?
Yeah.
No, they, I think they very strategically mix it up so you're not quite sure. Although I've read some good, like kind of people sneering at the idea that it's not political because you can kind of like, you can see like what he's saying each side is a little bit.
One side's wearing Carhartt jackets and the other side's got yeah.
But they, like, part of it is that like, this is not really a spoiler because it's at the very, very beginning, but that California and Texas are both seceding. So you're kind of like California and Texas. All right. So I'm not totally sure what the issue that they're agreeing on there, you know?
Okay.
So it's not just a simple, it's not like a rehash of the first Civil War necessarily.
Shout out to the people who make that work, because if I had to be in that room making those decisions, it would drive me nuts.
Yeah.
So which one would...
So this one doesn't seem like this one.
Yeah.
So which one would you say is California and which one is Texas in our last movie, Godzilla versus Biollante, the bonus movie edition, which this is crazy. I love
Biollante. Which one is that?
She is this big, she was a rose that I think has the soul of a scientist's daughter in it, mixed with the DNA of Godzilla, and it uproots. It's so good. But I don't know why this Blu-ray version goes for $225.
Wow.
That's insane. Wow.
Unsealed?
Yeah, unsealed. I got this for $13 maybe 6 years ago.
Whoa, nice.
Is it a pick disc?
Oh, it probably is.
But
it is not. It's just got. It's just got.
It would have been worth $500 if it was pick disc. Wow. Hey, nice job on that. That's quite a score.
What are the subdivisions of pick disc again? You got like star kissed.
Well, star face disc is really what it's about. The bigger the star's face on the disc, ups. But yeah, there's that, and there's like the star, but it's not really their face, or it's multiple stars, or there's no star, or it's a graphic, or it's just a picture, or it's just gray, or it's just mirror. There's about 12 different gradients in there.
12 different gradients that matter to one person on Earth.
To one person on Earth. When I'm high, whenever I look at that stuff sober, I'm like, what are you, what is that stuff?
All right, that's the movie chart.
All right, and the DVD chart. Thank you so much for that. I like sharing the personal collection. And we will be right back with the hot picks.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. The hot picks. The hot picks. The surcharge is the hot picks and the countdown's about to start. Let's see who brought a hot pick. See who did not. The hot picks. Yeah, yeah. The hot picks. Yeah, yeah. Nice. Outstanding. I like all these versions.
Thank you.
And I noticed there's like a Howard Donk at the end.
It was like one of those Arabian scales in there or something.
Yeah. All right. Coming in, number five.
Number five.
We got a Marshland Monster pick. This is Goods on Display with Dragon Boy Slate.
Could we start this at like 40 seconds?
Yeah. Performed a miracle when she blessed me. Spell thought God the day. G-O-D, Goods on Display. Thanking the creator for making them cakes. G-O-D, Goods on Display. Travel back in time to the year 1 BC. The death of Mechandine. Female species, I'll detail briefly. Your BJLDZ, how when I saw Virgin Vivi made my beef rail breezy. Christian as a riff with a legend arose of a sweet slipping chick with a heavenly glow. It was seven or so when she crossed my path and whispered this slow. She dragged me by the before discretion. Stop ripping off my fit with no heckle, no exception. Nice.
Nicely done. Who'd you get to a girl to say that? Who's that?
That is my writing partner, R2 Shelby 2. Shelby, she's she podcasts, she's a Twitch streamer, but just down for anything. Yeah, she's great.
Right on. Shout out to Shelby. Good pick.
Very cool. This is my first pick. This is kind of funny. This is Brian McCreary with Serge Tankian.
From System of a Down.
Yeah, with Incinerator. I think Bear McCreary, I think he's like a movie composer, film composer or something. He's got this album with all these different cameos on it. It's called Incinerator. Wait for Serge to come in. You're gonna laugh.
Turns to foes from neighbors as our flags are planted on the march to war. Be my down my garden. Yes, the beast in me can feed the beast and yell. Destroy, burn, and crash.
That sounds like Matt Besser.
Oh yeah,
that's
really does funny. Have Besser in there.
It's really funny.
Phono.
I just
what
love
are they
the
doing
choice.
There? It's like it's just a collab. Is that an album or?
Yeah, it's an album that Bear McCreary is coming out with called The Singularity.
Okay,
and I don't know. It caught my interest somehow, and then I was looking into it, and then I think this is the single that's released. And when Surge came on, I just knew I had to play it for you.
Yeah. He's like a warlock or something.
Yeah. I love the choice to sing like that. It's amazing. All right. Coming in at number three.
Number three.
This is Howard's pick. This is Glenn Campbell and Brian Wilson with Strong. I didn't know he was gonna have any new songs.
Yeah.
As I look into these eyes I've known for all these years, I see for the first time.
Old school. And then Brian Wilson comes in and sings on it too. There he is.
Yeah, there he is. Legends. Two Beach Boys legends. A lot of people don't know Glenn Campbell worked with the Beach Boys back in the day.
Yeah, with the Wrecking Crew. You know how like, we'll talk about, but Sublime had The Sun come out, you know, and Van Halen has Wolfgang.
Mm-hmm.
It'd be weird if Brian Wilson's son came out. They're like, is he going to sing it normal or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
right.
How's he going to sing it? I know that's a bit insensitive.
Well, they got Wilson Phillips.
Oh, there you go. Right there.
All right. Coming in at, where are we? Number two?
Yes.
Number two.
What's my other pick? This is my pick on the fly. We're going with this is Gray Delisle. I think she was.
Oh, wow. Shout out to Gray.
Yeah. Previous guest at one point with Pretty Jolie. It's a little country song.
Been pushed around. Been so in love. I pushed my head into the ground. There ain't no.
She do voices first or music?
Oh yeah, listen to this guitar solo. Kind of donkey.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah.
This is a great song. Really, really love it. I don't know what she started out doing. Maybe both. I think she's been at it for a long time on both fronts.
Right on, yeah. That's
who was quality. That?
Gray Delisle, who is the new voice of Martin on The Simpsons.
I mean, is that also crazy. Daphne from Scooby-Doo?
Maybe.
Or am I getting voice actors?
I think she was a Rugrat. Wasn't she Rugrats or something?
I'm not the expert, but all good guesses.
All good guesses.
Yeah.
Powerpuff Girls, maybe. Maybe she's in that DVD you got.
She could be. She was in Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, which I watch Scooby-Doo every other day.
Yeah, Daphne, good call. You could tell that by her singing voice?
No, the name. I was like, I'm pretty sure that's who that is.
Oh, gotcha.
Oh, okay.
I'm a big Hanna-Barbera dude, so.
She's a double threat.
Yeah, we should get her back on the show.
Yeah, right on. Gray, if you're listening, hit up, call our booker.
All right, coming in at number one.
Number one.
This is another Marshland and Dragon Boy collab. This is Exploding Load. What could that mean?
Indeed. Every day the carnage grows.
There you go. I blew a load and I was I'm just a reporter. I'm just reporting from the front line of my life. News. What's going on?
Exactly.
Howard, for the next album, Year of the Dragon .Boy Suede, what are your expectations?
Hits, baby.
All right.
Expectations as far as...
I guess from my end.
Oh, you got to do that scam where we get plays.
Well, I can't really do that as aggressively anymore because that one place that I was doing that started cracking down on things like that.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So now we have to start doing... naming, I guess, songs that are related to Search, you know, like that one dude's been doing.
Yeah, yeah, Matt Farley.
Which I got a beat tape coming out where I'm gonna test that out.
Oh, well, yeah, I don't know what the changing landscape is. I don't really have any expectations, just that sell it at the comic book store. I don't know.
All right, yeah, we'll have to do a clean version maybe next time that I can play. It would be very hard to clean up a lot of these songs.
I'm wondering how that would work.
Yeah, that'd be a full delete maybe on the vocals.
Exploding Toad?
Exploding Toad, the instrumental.
Yeah.
I think like the sexual stuff, as long as it's not flagrant, would be fine. It's just curse. But we don't curse that much, do we?
No. It's conceptual filth.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's for who it's for. There's no reason to sell it to anyone who's a hard sell. It's for boys between the age of 15 and 15 and a half and nobody else. But I'm excited that it's out. I'm very excited to meet you, see you finally in person. And
I'm excited for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What an occasion. Great to meet you, get to know you a little bit. And thank you for sharing.
Can I get a little sappy?
Sure.
So, like, before, like, in the grand scheme of things, I'm not, like, anything when it comes to, like, fan base. I don't have a lot of listeners. Besides, you know...
Leak some porn.
I'm trying to do that. You poo-pooed one of my album covers that could have got us that.
Well, that was a little... I hadn't seen your face yet. I didn't need a close-up of your groin.
So, like, truly, when I was sending you beats and eventually you're like, oh, these are it. I've been a fan of you for almost a decade, as I said. Out of... I don't listen to really any like party fun rap besides you. So wow. For you to like give me a chance and for it to like come out as great as it did, just like thank you, like truly, like honest, like for
oh,
real.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. You know, I Brett and I have worked with people in the past just from their passion, and sometimes it works and sometimes it didn't. I want to thank you because through your work ethic and talent, you made this a successful venture. And so I feel like whatever I did was you fully just knocked it out of the park. So
thank you.
Yeah,
thank
it sounds you great
for
very
stepping
well
up.
Mixed, like good effects on everything.
Thank you. That was all
cool,
me.
Full sound. Yeah, I believe it.
Right on. And you're saying this comes out on this Friday, 4/19.
Mm-hmm. April 19th, wherever music is found, as well as marshlandmonster.bandcamp.com, where right now you can get my entire discography. I put out 12 releases last year, one a month, singles, full albums, EPs. That's wow. One a month. So all of that you can get under $20.
Wow. Nice. Right on. And yeah,
like
pick
King
it up
Gizzard.
In bulk.
You and King
yeah,
Gizzard
like,
are
oh yeah,
neck
yeah,
and
neck. Prolific.
Yeah.
Prolific, artistic, and disciplined. I want to thank you so much, Marshland Monster, for coming on the program. And yeah, everybody head out and check out the henna. Don't you have a henna podcast?
Yeah. No, Hentai. Super. It's Mostly Speaking Sentai. Nicole and I, we introduce our guests to the world of Super Sentai, which is the Japanese show that Power Rangers used to take its action footage from. It, we, oh, okay. We're very goofy about it. It's just like this show. We use the episodes as a springboard for conversation. And I do a bunch of other stuff, specifically Sweet Child of Time with Steve Barnes, a listener of this show. I met him through the Grift Horse Discord of doing that one oh, thing.
Wow. There you go. I thought you guys were one person for many years.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
And we had to keep being like, no, different people, sir. yeah. Well, we're going through Wheel of Time, the Amazon show, but you know,
oh, yeah.
There's not a lot of them. So it's season by season.
There's a lot of books, though, right?
He's read the books. If it's not a comic book or an autobiography, I'm not picking it up.
Okay. Well, maybe in the future there'll be more episodes for you guys
oh, yeah.
to cover. Yeah.
Season 3 is coming out soon, maybe?
Right on.
And then,
right on.
And then patreon.com/MLMpod, where for $5 a month you get exclusive content every single Friday. It's just my friends and I doing more podcasts over there. Or go to MLMpod.com. That's MLMPOD.com for all my other stuff.
There you go. Hit those links, gang, and start.
Yeah, first things first, go to WhoChartedPod.com to support this show. And
please.
You get 2 charted every single week. I promise you it's worth it. And if the entire archive isn't already worth it for you, you get
there you go.
Content.
If you want Coachella coverage, I guess we'll be doing that on this week's 2 charters.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
I'll put my stamp on that. WhoChartedPod.com. That's the correct address, right?
Yeah, it sure is.
Go there. I've been day one Patreon, then went over when it changed. It's a great... And once you put up the Seattle show with, what's
That's
it,
right.
Sir Mix-a-Lot, that was,
yeah.
Because I wanted that, I'm the one who messaged you about it, and like, is this anywhere? And oh man, it's a great episode, and I'm glad it finally is available to everyone.
Yeah, I dug it up. I didn't even realize it wasn't in the archive. It's like a real rarity, so that's
wow.
back where it belongs. So now we've completed the set. The entire Who Charted archive is
wow for completists.
Yes, and all the premium.
You know
streams.
What we need to put up is the original pilot episode with Steve Agee and no music clips.
Ooh, I wonder if I even have that. You know that tragically Earwolf fried the giant drive.
Oh my god!
That I maintained for years.
Oh my god!
After I was out of there, it fried, and that contains. Ugh. It breaks my heart to even think about it. It contains so much
so much of the OG
history.
Content.
It's crazy.
Wow.
It's crazy how much is on there.
Yikes. Well, we'll just keep making new ones to make up for the deficit. Yeah, go check that out, gang. Absolutely. Also, check out Drop Date Duel and check out Grift Horse with Megan Beth Keister. You can earn money listening to that. People do every week. Thank you so much. Thank you once again to Marshland Monster. Check out the new album on Friday, and we will see you right here next week on
Who Charted.